This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Thank you, worship team. That song, Praise Him, Hallelujah, My Redeemer, My Reward, by Aaron Keyes. I met him when he was a teenager, and I thought, God has His hand all over this young man, and he's gone on to write some incredible worship songs. And it's one day in the future, I'll see some of the things that God's used you to do, and I'll think, I'm just so proud of them. How many know CIU's purpose statement? It's up here on the screen. How many have it memorized? You know, all right, let's do this. I have some guests. You could just blank it out, and I have some guests, and you could really embarrass me right now. And freshman, you have some grace. If you're a sophomore or here longer than just two semesters, grad students, I'll get you started. I'll say something like CIU educates, and you take it from there. Faculty, staff, you chime in, so they'll need some encouragement. But let me hear you quote our purpose statement. CIU educates. Very good. Let's do it louder. You ready? CIU educates people. Oh, I am so proud of you. I am so very, very proud. You're very good. Very good. Very good. You know, it really is a blessing when not just the faculty and staff, it's a blessing for a faculty, staff, and board members to be able to quote the purpose statement. But to have the student body do that, it's real exciting. We're going to share this morning the future direction of CIU. And we started doing this several years ago. One point in the spring, take a chapel and just say, here's where we're going. It's your university. I want you to know where we're headed. Now, this slide shows you what the planning process is around here. It starts with the faculty and staff and sometimes with you as students. And then it goes to the president's cabinet. Let me introduce the president's cabinet to you. It's our chancellor, Dr. George Murray. Please stand up. Yes, sir. Our a.k.a. the preaching machine. I wish I could preach like him. Dr. Jim Lamford, would you stand up? Our provost. Mr. Jeff Wheeler, our interim VP for enrollment and marketing. Mr. Keith Marion, who's at home recuperating from knee surgery, and pray that he heals quickly because we need him desperately. It's tough when he's not here. And then myself. So the five of us represent the president's cabinet. And what we do in this whole planning process is once all these goals and objectives and priorities, they surface up in the fall semester, we receive them around the end of December, January. What we do is try to prioritize and systematize all of these objectives and say, all right, these are the ones that we take to the board for a corporate plan. Now, that doesn't mean the rest of the goals aren't on somebody's list somewhere. So there may be on the College of Intercultural Studies agenda, or the College of Education, College of Arts and Sciences, or in student life. They'll be on somebody's agenda, but for those that all of us will focus on for the next 3 years, that's what we put together. But we don't make the final approval. We take it to our Board of Trustees at the May meeting each year, and they vote up or down. They don't actually do this. Oh, that'd be kind of neat at times. What they actually do is use the Urim and the Thummim, and then we decide which. If you haven't had Old Testament survey, you'll get it next year. Now, we're finishing our second strategic plan since I've had the privilege of serving as president. So our first one, we gave the name SOAR. And it started in 2007, and it ended in 2010. So since it's on an academic year, It's like 7-8, fall of 7, spring of 8. So you just think 7-8-9-10. So it goes from the fall of 7 to the spring of 10. Then the second one started the fall of 10, and it ends actually June 30th. And that's been called Forward. And by the way, the faculty and staff have done a marvelous job accomplishing both strategic plans. As a matter of fact, I must say they've gone beyond what we put down as our priorities and objectives, which makes me exceedingly joyful because that impacts you, and it makes me very, very proud because God's given us such a great team. Now, the Forward strategic plan was much more aggressive in terms of this is what we're believing God wants to accomplish through us than the SOAR. And if Forward is to SOAR, the goals and objectives submitted this time around for the next 3 years is far beyond Forward. So much so when I began looking at what was before us, began thinking, we're going to have to really trust God in a major way. And this is, I meditated and thought about that for a number of weeks, actually. It's been about 3 months. I thought, I'm going to present to the board that this next strategic plan we will call Faith, because that just puts our focus where it belongs. So let me review these five priorities for the next 3 years, and you'll see how they will impact you and those that follow you. The first objective is funding for student scholarships. Would you like that? It's our desire that one day, now by the way, just to brag on you, if you take all the private schools in the state of South Carolina, academically, we are considered fourth in the whole state. Now, that says a lot about you. And the other three schools have endowments far, far, far larger than ours. As a matter of fact, one of them has about $500 million more than us. And I want you to understand, you're not very far behind the third school at all, which makes me very proud of your desire to study and do well in your courses. But compared to the tuition, we're like half of the tuition of those other schools, which is very encouraging. You're getting an outstanding education for, relatively speaking, a great price relative to these others. Now, relative to my checkbook at the end of, registration day, it hurts. And some, as a matter of fact, it's typically 30 to 40 students we have to turn away every semester because they're short by $2,500 or less. But we've dispensed all our scholarship money. Here's our desire, that we would never have to turn away anyone. Caveat, that qualified, academically, right? If you made straight F's all through high school and junior high and you said, I want to come to college. Well, we're going to pray about it for about a decade. And in the meantime, you go back and get your GED and whatever else you need to do to come here. So those that are qualified in their character, their calling by God, you want to serve the Lord, whether it's the mission field, the marketplace, or local church ministry. So the caveat, they have to qualify with our admission standards, but then we never, ever have to turn anybody away. Because there are some that just can't afford it. Key phrase, everyone. We want to give everyone the education here at CIU. Second objective, accessibility through our online degrees. Now, the world's rapidly changing. The internet has changed ministry. We're going to see that in just a moment. It's changed education. We took seriously the challenge about 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago. We said, we need to make sure that our training, our educational courses are available everywhere English is spoken. And so we began to go into developing our online programs. This is a chart to show you what's going to be offered this spring. Excuse me, this fall. Several of these are on the graduate seminary level. Online degree in theological studies, master's degree, a master's in intercultural studies, master's in Muslim studies, master in education for curriculum and instruction. I think there's curriculum instruction design. Is that right? Did I get that right? An MED in educational administration, a graduate certificate in Bible theology, a graduate certificate in ministry, and then on the undergrad level, a general studies major, and then an undergrad certificate in Bible. Then in fall of 14, an online master's in TEFL, and then 15, a hybrid online, which means some part of it they'll have to come to campus, most of it online in counseling. Now, key phrase, everywhere. So regardless of where you are living in the world, you can study at CIU. Well, let's go on. The third one, new initiatives for academic programs. I'm so proud of what the faculty's doing to think the culture's changing. We want to stay ahead of the culture, be thinking what's out there so we can equip students. Some of you, you knew when you were 6 years old, you wanted to study intercultural studies or missions. There's some of you, just last year, you said, I'm convinced I want to be a communications major. And you get here and you've already changed three times. You are looking for that preparation that will turn you, how God's made you, into the professional that will make a difference, that will influence a positive, godly impact where He's called you to go. It's the training that's very important. So, what is it God's called you to be, you to do, to make a difference for His glory? Whether it be in the marketplace, the mission field, or local church ministry. So, the faculty have been diligently working on preparing these new programs, and all have been fully approved except by our accrediting agency, SAC, Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. And I want to point those two out to you so you don't go out of here and say, we offer these two degree programs, okay? So you can't do that. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm saying these are proposed. There are only two of them that are on here that are that way. First, this coming fall, offer an English major. This is on the undergrad, digital media and cinema major, media arts major. These will be both under the communications department, a church ministries major. Now, what we're doing is we're taking two of our former degrees and putting them into one, making a new church ministries major, a youth ministries master's. Dot, what was stand up and do that, please. All right. Lost my train of thought. All right. Fall of 14, an educational studies major, a sports leadership major. Now, you know, what kind of impact can they have? Oh my goodness, if you've been overseas and have pulled a soccer ball out of your briefcase, big briefcase, you instantly have a crowd. And you can reach so many people with the gospel. I believe that the musicians and the athletes have the potential of being some of our greatest evangelists in this culture. Chaplaincy minor. And chaplaincy is military, athletics, hospitals, corporate chaplains. We need to enhance our music major. It's long overdue. We're going to take the money we need to take, that we need to make it into the best. And Rod Lewis has done a fabulous job, but he's been laboring by himself. Is he here? Okay, plug up your ears if I say something nice about you. Plug up my mouth if I say something bad about you. So, an honors program. And then we're going to launch a Chinese initiative. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Online, the key phrase was what? Everywhere. But I qualified it for those who spoke English. Now, many of you know that we have a campus fully accredited in Germany. Our courses are offered in which language? Not French. German. How many people live in China? A lot. Very good. We're getting there. I've prayed for years for China. There are anywhere from 70 to 100 million believers in China, and that leaves a good billion left over that don't know Christ. And one of our board members has had a ministry. He's a recent board member, and he has a ministry where he's raising up and equipping the leadership, the spiritual leadership of the pastors of the underground house churches throughout China. And he's come to us and he said, "May I translate your courses into Chinese so we can offer these pastors the training from CIU?" Well, we were at the board retreat in February. And on the retreat, we got together and started dreaming. Now, all that's been going on for a couple years has not been for credit. And then he said, "Why can't they take your courses for credit?" We said, "Why not?" So we've been having meetings for the last month. And what we want to do is offer, and it's going to start on the graduate level, but to offer our courses in Chinese everywhere in the world that people speak Chinese. And later this week, I'm going to be in an itty-bitty, that means small, town in South Alabama, and it has a Chinese restaurant. The Chinese are everywhere. And we're going to train them. And we're going to see them have the same courses that you have. And so we're already working on the library for them. Most of it will be a digital library because you can't put a hard library in China because the government would confiscate it. And so we're looking at $250,000 just for the library, digitally. It's exciting. We have to think differently. Our purpose to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ cannot be limited by Monticello Road and Broad River. We want everyone, everywhere, to have the privilege of being trained. An emerging leaders program, a human services major, this is fall of 15. The counseling program will be KCREPT accredited. And then moving into the next strategic plan, 2016, fall of 16, here are the two courses that we've yet to receive approval from SACS, a biology major and a math major. And this will allow the folks that want to make a difference in those areas of society, they can come be trained not just to be the best professional in those areas, but then they come away with the knowledge of the Word of God and they learn how to walk the Spirit-filled life. So, let's put all these together, the online courses in these new on-campus courses, and look what's going to be offered the next 3 years. That's exciting, isn't it? A lot of work. We have to trust God in a big way. So let's take these three objectives and put them together. And by the way, the key phrase for this third objective, the initiatives for the academic programs, key phrase, every opportunity. So if you want to be trained as a chaplain, we have the best chaplaincy program for you. If you want to be trained as a biologist, so you can impact the nations with the message of Christ in the air, in the field of biology, we can take care of you. Give you a great education, an understanding of the scriptures, and an understanding of how to live the victorious Christian life. Now, so everyone, everywhere, every opportunity. Everyone because of the funding for student scholarships. Everywhere because of accessibility through our online degrees. Every opportunity because of these new initiatives for our academic programs. Now, I put a picture up here of my friend, Memdu Usul. Now, some of CIU's most effective evangelists, world changers, disciplers in the next 10 years graduating from CIU, I'm sure many will come from the College of Intercultural Studies. But I believe many could come from the other programs as well. For example, the educational programs, degrees. How many are, stand up if you're an if you're getting a degree in communication. Did I say education? I meant communication. Obviously, I'm not doing well communicating. I need to take the degree myself. If you're a communications major or minor, stand up. Communications major or minor, stand up. Memdu up here, he's the number one evangelist for all of Turkey. You guys know my heart for Turkey. I just came back from Turkey. I was there last summer, and I watched him lead somebody to Christ. I was two tables away from him praying for him. This time I was with him. We had to leave for a while, and he had to run to lunch somewhere because he had to lead somebody else to Christ. There are only, out of the 77 to 80 million people that live in Turkey, there are only, this is 14-month-old statistic. It's the ones we use because it's put together, put out by the Silas Group, and they're very accurate in what they produce. But 14 months ago, there were only 4,196 Christian Muslim background believers, Turkish Muslim background believers living in Turkey. Only 4,200. Memdu leads about 50 people to Christ each year. Praise the Lord. But he doesn't live in Turkey. He lives in Germany. Now, how does he lead people to Christ from Germany? Because he has the biggest, most effective website for Turkish evangelism. So you guys coming out of the communications program, no telling what God can do through you. Fourth one, transformation, continued transformation of our campus. Slated for 10 years from now, we're going to finish Petty and Walker. No, here's what we're wanting to do the next 3 years. This is ambitious. We need to trust God for big things. Finish Petty and Walker, add three more apartment facilities, renovate Fisher, this building, and Rossi, finish the athletic fields, tear down this building next door. So pray with me that God burns it up like he did this one over here, because we get the insurance money and it'll be so much cheaper to rebuild. And then takes great faith. Now, and then pursue dirt. What do I mean by that? Our campus undulates significantly. And so if we're thinking about 20 years from now, what CIU will be, we need to make sure we're preparing for that. And we want to bring in some dirt and fill up some of these deep valleys and holes so we have something upon which to build in the future. So when you go home for spring break, I want each of you to bring back a bucket, okay? All right, lastly, Harvesters for World Impact. Now, by the way, we're going to go over chapel by about 7 or 8 minutes. So just hang with me. And if you have a class, just hang with me. All right. If we do the first four, we're accomplishing the first half of our purpose statement. We're educating people from a biblical worldview. But if we don't do this fifth one, more harvesters for world impact, then we're not fulfilling the second half of our purpose statement, which is to impact the nations with the message of Christ. I told this to my evangelism class yesterday. You know, I've just come back from Istanbul. Right before I left, in one of the rooms in the cafeteria right behind us, I got on my knees and a small business owner prayed to receive Christ. And he was struggling with an addiction. But Jesus sets people free from addictions. While I was in Istanbul, I saw another friend. I'd been preaching in his church last summer. When I was preaching, I was going to be talking mainly to Christians, and because in those churches it's mainly Christians. And a person came into the building, and I just had the strong impression, this guy doesn't know the Lord. And so I shifted what I was preaching. And then I had dinner with the person. Turns out he didn't know the Lord. He was suicidal. And he didn't pray to receive Christ then, because of the Muslim, you can't share the gospel that quick. There's a lot of stuff they have to understand before it makes sense to them. And I saw this pastor, and I said, what was that fellow's name? Ta. He says, Tariq. He said he prayed to receive Christ, and he's totally different now. This weekend, Debbie and I took two friends to church when I preached in Sumter. And they don't understand what holy, moral, righteous living is. Here's an American that accepted Christ. Here's a Turkish man that accepted Christ. And here's two internationals living in this country that will soon, by the grace of God, accept Christ. But somebody has to reach these folks. And that's you. Yes, praise the Lord. These are guests clapping for you. They're distressed and downcast. When Jesus saw the multitudes, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. And so he says to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. You are the workers. You're the next generation to evangelize the world. And we want to give you the best education possible. Now, all this sounds great. But how much will it cost, and how will we pay for it? I've asked Jeff Wheeler to pay for it. Jeff, I want Jeff to speak just a moment on what we launched Monday night. I actually launched it a year ago in a silent phase, but Jeff, please.
By the way, if you're late to one of your classes, don't tell them that I held you over. It will carry no credibility at all. Tell them he held you over. Challenging things carry challenging numbers. And so as I give you this one, think about it for just a second. $36 million. Keith Stokoe told me that's 36 followed by 6 zeros. That's a scary amount of money when you think about it from a human perspective. But it's different if you think about it from a faith perspective. Bill's done a great job of sharing the vision that God has given us for CIU and what can be accomplished over the coming years. And the question then for us is, how are we going to do it? And very briefly, I want to share with you that we're going to do it first in faith, not knowing when or how or the manner in which God will provide, but confident that he's going to provide. And we're also going to do it going forward, and the forward is our part. Bill and I were talking about another matter earlier this week, and he shared a scripture passage with me in Mark chapter 4, the story of the parable of the seed and the sower. And one particular verse 14, stood out to me, and that verse says, the sower sows the word. The word is God. The harvest is God's, but the sowing belongs to us. Our board has been praying about this and laboring for a year, and they've been working with other people in our development team. And I'm excited to share with you that 100% of our board has made a pledge, and they too have worked with other people. And as we stand here today, of that 36 million, unbelievable number, over 18 million has already been pledged.
The next strategic plan is called Faith. The fundraising campaign is Forward in Faith. And written in stone in front of the prayer towers is one of our core values, prayer and faith. We're going to trust God for some big things in the years to come.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.